Welcome back to the Daily Report, brought to you by the COVID-19 Literature Surveillance Team.
We are your hosts, Will Smith
and Jasmine Robb,
bringing you the highlights from our newest report. The report for January 11th, 2021.
Epidemiology. Do we need routine COVID-19 testing of emergency department staff? A study from the University of Washington uses a mathematical model based on the Diamond Princess cruise ship data to predict detection of SARS-CoV-2 in asymptomatic healthcare workers in the emergency department in regions with high COVID-19 rates. Results reveal that within 6 months, weekly testing in asymptomatic healthcare workers would reduce infection rates by 3 to 5.9% when the transmission constant is 1.2 e to the negative 4th new infections per person squared, while transmission constant of 3.6 e to the negative 4 new infections per person squared would result in reduction of infections by 11 to 23%. The authors urge for more frequent testing in asymptomatic healthcare workers to help reduce the rate of SARS-CoV-2 infection.
Understanding the pathology. Dynamic changes are witnessed in anti-SARS-CoV-2 antibodies during SARS-CoV-2 infection and recovery. In a retrospective analysis by bioinformatics and global health specialists in China, where 1,850 hospitalized patients with COVID-19 were analyzed, those with mild or moderate disease were found to develop IgG antibodies 1 week earlier than patients with severe disease, while spike protein and receptor binding domain-specific IgG levels were 1.5 or 2-fold higher in critically ill hospitalized patients and SARS-CoV-2 RNA-negative recovered patients, respectively, compared to those who remained RNA-positive. These data suggest earlier development of antibodies may be protective against developing severe disease. However, those who recover from more severe disease may also have higher levels of antibodies and a shorter duration of viral shedding.
Management. Coronary calcium scoring was found to be a predictor for outcome in COVID-19. A retrospective cohort study conducted at the University of Munich by a team of internal medicine and radiology specialists found the coronary artery calcification score to be a significant prognostic indicator based on 109 SARS-CoV-2 infected patients. Authors found the median coronary artery calcification score to be 140 in patients with critical COVID-19 and 160 in patients with fatal outcomes. The authors note limitations due to retrospective design and small sample size. However, these findings are consistent with the current body of knowledge that suggests that coronary artery disease is significantly associated with an adverse clinical outcome in COVID-19. Oxygen saturation fraction of inhaled oxygen is associated with mortality in patients with COVID-19 associated pneumonia requiring oxygen therapy. A retrospective cohort study from a group of South Korean internists analyzed 59 hospitalized COVID-19 patients in hypoxic respiratory failure and found that the SpO2 to FiO2 ratio was significantly predictive of ARDS occurrence. Results also demonstrated that the SpO2 to FiO2 ratio at exacerbation and National Early Warning Score, or MU score, were significant predictors of mortality. Additionally, the SpO2 to FiO2 ratio has many advantages over traditionally used PaO2 to FiO2 ratio during the COVID-19 pandemic because it does not require the measurement of arterial blood gas.
Adjusting practice during COVID-19. There's a high prevalence of deep venous thrombosis in non-severe COVID-19 patients hospitalized for a neurovascular disease. This prospective study from France evaluates 13 patients with non-severe COVID-19 and concurrent neurovascular disease for deep venous thrombosis, or DVT, by Doppler ultrasound scanning of the lower limbs. Results showed that despite thromboprophylaxis, the prevalence of asymptomatic DVT was 38.5%. The authors thus advocate for the use of bedside ultrasound to identify DVT in patients with COVID-19, given that the D-dimer, the classic marker of DVT, has been shown to correlate with COVID-19 severity and may be elevated in this population regardless of coagulable state.
R&D, diagnosis and treatments. What have we learned about the viral cultures and COVID-19 infectious potential? A review conducted at University of Oxford analyzes 29 studies that attempted to culture SARS-CoV-2 to estimate potential or observed infectivity. The authors suggest an apparent correlation between the length of time between specimen collection and test, cycle threshold, and symptom severity. Furthermore, they found cycle threshold to be a good surrogate for viral load as it correlated with increased infection of viral E6 cells by SARS-CoV-2. Inconsistency in culturing methods limits study power, highlighting the need for standardization of this process. Inconclusive COVID-19 PCR results have high rates of false positive tests. Infectious disease physicians from UCLA analyzed inconclusive SARS-CoV-2 RT-PCR tests to determine the rates of false positive tests and to create an algorithm to make determinations on inconclusive tests. The authors found that the rate of false positives on the inconclusive tests ranged between 14 to 39%, and that lowering the cycle threshold cutoff from 40 to 37 in the TACPATH assay significantly lowered the false positive rate. Hydroxychloroquine, with or without azithromycin, was found to have no effect on mild to moderate COVID-19. A multicenter randomized controlled trial conducted by H-Core Research Institute in Sao Paulo, Brazil, across 55 Brazilian hospitals, included 667 adult patients hospitalized with suspected or confirmed mild to moderate COVID-19, with less than 14 days since symptom onset, who received standard care plus hydroxychloroquine 400 mg twice a day plus azithromycin 500 mg once a day for 7 days. It was determined that a higher ordinal score or worse prognosis at 15 days was not affected by hydroxychloroquine or hydroxychloroquine plus azithromycin treatment, and it did not change with the amount of time since randomization. This suggests the use of hydroxychloroquine with or without azithromycin in mild to moderate COVID-19 infection has no effect on improving clinical status at 15 days compared to standard care.
That's all for today. Thanks for listening.
Continue to stay informed with us.
Read less, do more.
With COVID-19, LST.org.